So that's the episode. This episode represents a crucial point in the Buddha's life. It represents a crucial decision on his part to communicate or not to communicate. That was the question. It was a crucial question, not only for him, it was crucial for the world. It was crucial for what we know as Buddhism. It was crucial for us. If the Buddha had not decided to communicate, if he had not decided to teach, where would we be now? We'd certainly not be here this morning, wherever else we might be. A lot could be said about this episode, the episode of Brahma's request, as it's generally called. It contains a lot that we need to reflect and meditate upon. There is, to begin with, the question of who is Brahma? And also, why did the Buddha have to be requested to teach? What does that mean? But for the moment, I'm going to draw your attention to just one thing, just one particular feature of the episode. The episode brings together the three great themes with which this conference is concerned. That is to say, the theme of reality, the theme of Buddhism, and the theme of transformation. The Buddha speaks of the law, the truth, or reality he has attained to. The reality that is profound and hard to see, that is the most peaceful and superior goal of all, that is hard to discover, that is not attainable by mere ratiocination, that is subtle and for the wise to experience. Then Brahma Sahampati begs the Buddha to proclaim that reality, and the Buddha eventually agrees to do so. And here we have the beginnings of Buddhism, at least the possibility of Buddhism, even the promise of Buddhism. And finally, we have the pond of red, blue, and white lotuses, some of them immersed in the water, some resting on the water's surface, and others coming right up out of the water and standing clear of it. In other words, we have the theme of transformation. Thus, all these three themes are present in this episode. Reality, Buddhism, transformation. In other words, we have what is communicated, that is to say, the law, truth, reality, Dhamma. We have how and why it is communicated, that is to say, we have Buddhism as the means of personal transformation, and we also have to whom it is communicated, that is to say, all sentient beings, ourselves. Now, this morning, we're concerned mainly with the first of these. We're concerned with reality. We're concerned with that, the experience of which transformed the Buddha from an unenlightened into an enlightened being. It is this that we're here to investigate.